Eto na! Di lang mababasa, maririnig pa! Ito ang Didik Pilipino Podcast.
Pakinggan ang inyong paboritong OPM artist. Anong latest and what's coming?
Listen, download, and enjoy it anytime. This is Didik Pilipino Podcast.
Brought to you by DidikPilipino.com, your online resource for Filipino songs.
And Creative Voices Productions, the voice of creativity.
Hi, this is Christian Bautista. You are listening to the podcast at titikpilipino.com, your online resource for Filipino music.
Hi, this is Kasoy.
And this is JDJ.
And you're listening to the first ever episode of the titikpilipino.com podcast. For our premiere podcast, we are happy to have with us Mr. Christian Bautista. And before we interview him, our webmaster, JDJ, is going to tell us more of what's happening on our website.
Okay, for the website, we have some site updates. We're excited to tell you guys that a lot of changes have been made since then. First of all, we have a new search engine. We're actually using the Google Custom Search. And if you want to search for anything on the website, you could use the Google search located at the top of each page and find any content on the entire site. What's good about that is our archive dates back to 1999, so you could search for old news from your favorite OPM artists, and so on. Next is the e-store, which is actually the e-commerce section of the website where people outside the Philippines can buy their OPM CDs online. We have a list of newly added OPM albums on a daily basis. You could visit the e-store by clicking on the e-store link at the left side of the website. We'll be adding more titles and formats soon. We also ship to more than 30 countries, and we'll be slowly adding more. And when you order a CD, we have a guarantee of a freebie for each package. There's also the album section. We have a discography and the song selections for each album. Plus, there's a quick link above that says buy the CD. So if you want to buy the CD online, there you could easily click on that and it would go to the e-store section. They are conveniently located at the top of each CD. And finally, the newest section is the podcast, which is this, where we'll be releasing a monthly podcast starting this September. And hope you download or listen to the podcast online via streaming audio. And last is the Titik Pilipino newsletter. You could subscribe by adding your email located at the right section. And last, we have the Titik Pilipino newsletter where you could subscribe by adding your email address and receive on what's new, upcoming events, and what's new on the store. Okay, back to you, Kasoy.
Thanks, Jay. Right now, let me introduce to you our featured artist for this podcast, Mr. Christian Bautista.
Hello, Christian.
Hi, Christian.
Hi!
Hi, Christian. We hear you have a concert coming up.
Yep!
Meron bang surpresa for this?
Yes. We're gonna use, for the first time in the Philippines, in a big concert, in a major concert, the Watch Out screen. Yes. Oh, by the way, the title of a concert is Christian Inspired. It's gonna be at the Koneta Astrodome on October 6. Yes, that's right, October 6. So if it's October 6 now, pag-download nyo na, go. Go now. Okay, it's happening.
What
and,
time?
It's gonna be around 8 p.m.
Okay.
At the Koneta Astrodome. Okay, we're gonna use a watch out screen. It's a 9x42 feet screen, one of the largest screens.
So we will see your pores.
Yes, you will see all my pores, yung mga tinga, mga muta, everything. So, and then we're gonna sync it with our spills, with our songs, as we're gonna choose the best backgrounds para talaga ma-highlight yung song. So, it's gonna be very fluid. And because of the hugeness of that screen, it would seem like magkatabi lang tayo.
Oh, diba? Sweet.
So, that's what's new
in that concert. So, maraming kasabayatan na concert ito. Major concerts at that. So, What else is new besides the Watch Out screen? Of course, we're excited about that.
Well, I'm going to have very, very cool guests with me. Trisha Ampere is going to be there, Johnny Villanueva, Sam Concepcion, the other Sam, who's also great, Sam Milby, Tony Gonzaga is going to be there, Miss Kula Desma is going to be there, Gary Valenciano is going to be there. Everyone's going to be there. We're going to do a fantastic closing number that you've never seen us done before ever live. So and a fantastic opening number with the use of all the technology and the stage that we have. So that and plus, it's my major concert this year. It's we're gonna give everything that we've got for this concert. So hopefully, we'll see you there.
Okay.
You also mentioned before that you won't be leaving the stage for the entire show.
Ah, okay. Well, that's what I said. That's right. And ayun nga. Now we're blocking it. We're blocking the whole show. Pero yun nga, anything can still change. Pero that's the idea. Para talagang sa buong length ng concert, magkakasama tayo. So, pero we'll see pa rin. We'll see pa rin kung kailangan ba talaga na umalis ako na konti. Pero so far, that's the main concept.
Yeah, the director of the concert, he said he's notorious. Pagka meron siyang dinidirect na kahit anong production, gusto niya talagang all out, hindi siya basta-basta na
production. Yeah, that's Freddy Santos, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sabi niya, when he directed Regine Velasquez, no less than 5 gowns.
Mm.
Are we expecting the same kind of costume change?
Yes, my gowns will be made by... Hindi pala ako mag-gown. Ano po? Yun nga. It'll be, of course, the suits will be great and fantastic. Pero we'll see nga if it matches the concept pa rin na I'll have to... If ever naman ang ginagawa nga nila, halimbawa sa Vegas, like Manilo, lalabas siya, tapos kakanta siya, tapos while there's something happening on the right side, he'll go to the left side, he'll change his suit. That's it. Hindi siya umaalis na ano. So pwedeng ganun lang,
okay.
Or pwedeng full change, we'll see.
Let's go to your singing career. Okay, when you started, syempre, everybody knew about the contests and everything. Sino may pinakamalaking influence sa'yo as far as being a singer?
Well, right now, that would be Gary Valenciano and Martin Rivera, who always inspire us whenever we're in ASAP with them or whenever we're in tours with them. Talagang napaka-giving nung dalawang great singers na yun sa aming mga baguhan. They give so much tips, advice, friendships. They give us a lot of their experiences to share with us para hindi na maulit, yung mga ganun. So, very giving in dalawa. So, naging silang inspiration ko.
Okay, are they also the people that you want to emulate?
Yeah, definitely.
Any person you want to emulate na hindi Filipino?
Well, siguro one would be David Foster in the songwriting department. I want to write like him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have huge hits na talagang ako yung sumulat. Alam mo yun? So, yun ang gusto ko pang maabot.
How about in singing?
In singing naman, marami. Josh Groban, Who's Coming,
yeah.
Michael Bublé, sa medyo R&B naman, Babyface, Who's Coming
also.
Boyz II Men, marami. Kahit na rock bands like Hoobastank or ano. Marami akong genres na gusto eh. So all that, yun ang naka-influence rin sa voice ko, I guess.
Also, If you were not into pop ballads, kasi you mentioned genres, if you're not into pop ballads, in what genre would you be?
Rock, siguro.
Rock.
Yeah.
Do you mean see yourself as a rocker?
Metallica.
No. I don't see myself as a rocker, pero I like to sing rock songs.
Like what kind of rock songs?
Like The Reason or like
Bon Jovi type?
Jaded.
Oh,
or like I have a nice day. It's my life. Alam mo yan, yung mga... Eh, kasi nung high school ako, yun ang mga music namin. Nirvana.
Yeah.
live. Alam mo yun?
Have you ever tried?
I did, pero my voice is too smooth. So parang pag nag-raaah, hindi bagay talaga.
You can't scream.
Oo eh, hindi bagay. Pero so minsan, once in a while, kapag paus na ako, and then I sing. Bagay.
Sounds like a rocker kind. Yeah. So you're yeah. going to try. So you're going to try it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I will. Yeah, yeah. In this concert, I will. Yes.
Oh.
You will hear me sing a rock song.
That's a new announcement. Anyway, if you could go back in time, which person would you be?
Wow.
Lalim ba?
Which person?
Tagdagan natin, and why?
Oh, and why? Of course.
Sige, let's be nationalistic. I'd be Jose Rizal.
Nuts.
Because he died for his country, and but, he gave so much.
But he's a writer, a poet, a doctor, among other things.
He's everything.
Yeah, he's a lot of things.
So yun nga. I admire people like that who really leaves a mark for his country. Mm-hmm.
No,
the other man would be Jesus Christ.
What? To die.
Yes, for the world.
To take the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so later on we'll talk more about that.
Why not now?
Oh, okay. Well, as you have heard, recently, yun nga, may nangyari sa akin as I sang the national anthem. And yun nga, I apologize again for what happened. I did prepare for it. Unfortunately, pagdating nung moment talaga, I don't know what happened. I just suddenly blacked out. That's the last few lines. And now everyone's talking about it. So, there are some people na talagang nagagalit sa akin kasi parang hindi ako nag-prepare. Or kinahihiya ako. And then, but there are those people naman who were parang proud na I stepped up and I apologized to the Filipino because of the mistake. Then there are those people na I've heard nga recently in another interview na from the National Historic Institute na they're thankful for what happened because now everyone is starting to take notice of our national anthem, na how important it is. What is it about? Are we just singing it to get past the flag ceremony, or do we even stop in the road when we hear the 7 a.m. National anthem? Parang nagnamulat yung mata ng ibang mga Pilipino. So, yun nga, unfortunately, ako yung fall guy. Pero kung magiging positive naman ang response ng lahat later, kahit na hindi ako, kahit para lang dun sa national anthem natin, then puti na lang nangyari sa akin. So, yun ang siguro masasabi ko lang. And promise, the next time that I'm gonna sing it, it's gonna be faultless talaga. And full of meaning, more important.
Fervor.
Fervor, yeah, that's a good term. Okay.
Okay. That aside, if you weren't into music, in what profession would you be?
Siguro I would have followed my course. It would be landscape architecture. So I'd be a landscape architect. Kasi I took up landscape architecture when I was in UP, Diliman. Mm-hmm. Graduated 2001. Never took the board. Kasi naging busy sa kantahan.
Career.
Pero nag-graduate naman ako. So, mga taga-UP dyan, go. Yes.
How do you shift into music from your course?
It was it was unexpected. It was parang sabi ko I need a break kasi I've been studying too hard. So alam ko na marunong kumanta kasi I sing in church, and when I was 7 years old kumakanta na ako. Pero not professionally. I wasn't being paid. So lang. Kasi kanta ka. Yeah, sure. Kakanta lang ako, di ba? Tapos nung naging interested ako sa theater, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Miss Saigon. I started attending lessons in trumpets. Nag-enjoy ako. Biglang may opening nga yung Star in a Million. Tapos parang, sige, try mo lang. Who knows? It was my first contest. Nung sumali ako, I was so nervous. I didn't forget the lines too. Pero I was so nervous pa rin. Pero nag-enjoy ko. Na-enjoy ko. Mm-hmm. Na-enjoy ko siya. Tapos, later on, parang sabi ko, hey, I think this is what I want to do now for the rest of my life. Then, yeah, here I am.
Food for thought. You write songs, right? Of course, you do.
I try when I'm inspired or when I'm lonely. Dapat pag meron akong emotion na, or a thought or a melody, I have to write it down immediately or record it in my cell phone. So, ahirap sa akin na utusan ako na magsulat or I force myself to write. Wala akong masusulat na maganda. Dapat merong inspiration.
Hindi ka pwede sa deadline.
I mean, yeah. Wait, in terms of songwriting,
So it comes naturally.
Oh, dapat
naturally.
Lang
darating siya.
Huh? Yeah.
So it's just all emotions, yung heartache lang? Or...
No, not really. Sometimes when I see something beautiful, parang yung other artists din, when I get touched by an event, or even just a movie, or a song, something to emulate. So,
what was the shortest time you took in writing a song?
That would be one night, siguro 4 hours. Talagang puno-puno lang ako ng emotion nun. Talagang, I had to write it.
Ito na! Ano kaya magandang ka?
Hindi ako marunong instrument. I just hum it. Then I record it. I let my brothers play it. Then we record it. And then, yeah.
What was that particularly strong emotion?
Sadness eh.
Oh.
Loneliness. Nasulat ko tuloy yung Please Don't Go out of my second album, Christian Bautista, completely. Yes.
Yeah, we reviewed that in our website.
Thank you.
And then, yung songs mo, whether you've written them or not, are they based on your experiences or you just...
Some of them, of course, are based on my experiences. Some of them, nakaka-relate ako, even though I just get the songs. We base the song when we choose it for the album sa ganda ng kanta, sa ganda ng melody, sa ganda ng lyrics. You know, it doesn't have to be really my personal experiences. Pero dapat may impact sa tao kapag narinig niya. Yun ang pinaka-importante. At syempre, well, as for me, dapat positive yung message. At, or hopeful. Ayoko nung... nakakasira or yung nagmumura masyado yung mga ganun. So,
but rock is a lot of that.
Well, meron din naman rock is music.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Yeah. Hindi mo pwede ma-typecast na pag rock ka, you have to be bad.
Ay, hindi so, naman. Yeah, but yes. there's a lot of it.
There's a lot of it. So, yun nga, pipiliin mo lang talaga for me kung ano yung pwede mong kantahin na okay. Meron din, marami rin naman na magagandang rock songs. Now, you don't have to use those kinds of words. All right, thank
pa,
you.
Joke lang. Ito, what song do you most identify with?
Right now, siguro ano? Ngayon yung kay Josh Groban. Don't give up. It's just the weight of the world. You are love. Hindi, ano lang. Right now, yun ang nafe-feel ko na in every fall or in every mistake, it's always a chance to be better. So, to move on. And it's always a lesson to be learned. So, yun ang song ko, I guess, right now. So, with everything that's happening, ang dami rin nag-encourage sa akin na, hey, I was so encouraged by what you did. So, parang, mas lalo akong nasa-strengthen ngayon. I'm a better person now.
So, the song you identify with is a periodical thing?
Yeah.
It shifts?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
What was the song that you most identify with the longest? Yung pinakamatagal?
The longest? Ano? Mala. It changes sa experience ko that life. It changes... with my experiences as my life goes on. So it's hard eh. It's hard to have a song that describes your life kasi nga it keeps on changing eh. Yun nga. And I keep on evolving. Yung pag-iisip ko nagbabago. Ugali ko nagbabago. So Yun ako. Every asong per growth. Parang ganun.
Have you ever written a song that you completely identified with?
Yes, I did. Pero it's in my laptop. Hindi ko pa siya nare-record or anything. It's entitled Looking at Life Sideways. So parang once in a while, I mean, every so often pala, we look at life parang straight ahead. Parang, kasi that's our goal. I was driving sa, ano, hindi, nakasakay lang pala ako sa kotse.
Or was it a subway?
Ewan ko. Tapos, I can't look ahead kasi wala akong makikita. Just the other train. Pero when I look at the window, looking sideways, mas marami pala akong nakikita. Mas marami pa akong details na nakikita, mas marami akong tao nakikita. So parang, I just had the thought na, sometimes, looking ahead is so parang selfish. Na parang, pag tumingin ka rin sa side mo, marami ka rin pwedeng makita, matutunan, matulungan, at mas magiging parang puno ang life mo somehow. If you just turn to your the person on your left, right, not always just looking ahead. It's parang yun. And I turned it into a song, and tingnan natin kung ma-record natin.
You think it will be a hit?
Yeah! Of course! Yeah, of course! Yeah!
The power of positive thinking right
now. So, hopefully, lalabas ito sa future album mo.
I will see if Warner likes it.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope.
Will you ever go indie just to come out with the songs that you really like?
That's always an artist's dream.
Oh my.
Why not? Kung merong opportunity na mag-ganon, I would do it. Just for my artistry to be demonstrated. Possibly yan.
You're not leaving it. You're leaving it open.
Yes,
still
leaving
a
it
possibility.
Open.
Any estimate? Guesstimate?
Wala pa sa ngayon.
Wala pa ngayon.
Kasi I'm preparing my fourth album now. Recording the repackaged na Christmas album. With the live album. So right now I'm working talaga together with Warner closely right now. So yung mga special albums na yun siguro after pa nun.
So what's this next album you just mentioned?
Yung Christian live album ko ngayon, we're gonna repackage it. We're gonna put five Christmas songs, cover songs. It'll include Pasko na Sinta Ko, it'll include Evening in December, Grown Up Christmas List, You're All I Want for Christmas, and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Mga covers then, my version naman. So hopefully people will buy it for the Christmas season. Para magandang gift. So kung wala kami isip, just buy the album. Yan, magiging lalabas na yan soon. It's gonna have a nice packaging. You don't even have to wrap it. Yeah.
Ganon.
Bigay niyo na.
Yes. Lagyan na lang ng name.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A card. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These songs that you mentioned, these are your favorite Christmas songs? Or?
Yes, favorite Christmas songs. Especially, you know, Evening in December na hindi masyado siyang sikat.
Yeah.
Pero man, when you hear the lyrics of that song, you know it? You know
yes,
that song?
I do.
Yeah, it talks about family. Mm-hmm. It talks about togetherness. Nung nakakanta ko nga, manamiss ko yung family. Kunting buo na iyok ko. Nakakanta ko yun eh. Pero ayun, ang ganda, ganda.
Mind singing a few bars?
Surprise na lang.
By the album, bale.
Oh, by the album na lang.
Or wait for the launch.
Yes.
And then the other album that you were mentioning kanina.
Ayong fourth album, we're still collecting. So, ang challenge ngayon sa amin nun is, ano na ba ang sound na gagawin namin? Magiging classic pa ba kami ulit? Gagawin ba namin yung parang style lang the way you look at it ulit? Or mag-iiba na ba kami ng genre? Ay, hindi naman yung sobrang iba ng genre. Yung magkakaroon na ba kami ng a new twist to the song? So, yun ang pinag-iisipan pa namin. And next year pa naman eh. So, we're still really, 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 really thinking about that. Getting the right songs and really, we want to feel what the music scene will be like. That's the most important. Kasi paiba-iba eh. Ngayon, ngayon ang mga sumisikat is either bands, papuntang world, papuntang bossa, papuntang ano. It's different. Ang dami ng dami ng genres of music now. So ano kaya? Ano kaya magugustuhan ng Pinoy, di ba? So at least ang safe pa rin doon is ballads talaga na talagang never ending naman na nagsasawa ang Pinoy. So maybe a new twist to a Filipino ballad siguro. So we'll see. Wala pa ring definite.
Okay. Anything else you need?
Yeah.
To
well, you're internationally known and we're ito, syempre,
thanks
we're
to
being,
YouTube.
And we're also being heard worldwide. What do you have to say to all the fans?
You
who
have worldwide.
To you?
Yes.
Hey everybody, how are you? I miss you. Hi. For all those people who don't know me, I am Christian Bautista. And yes, I'm a singer. I like singing love songs. I just want to say for all those people who are listening right now that we miss you here in the Philippines. If you're out of the country, hope you can come back. And I hope you can also check out our music scene here because it's just great. Lots of new music, lots of new artists. And as for me, if you can check out my music, hey, that'll be great. Please check out my music also. Hopefully, my songs will inspire you. And hey, if you have the time and if you want to check out what's happening with me, just log on to christianbautistaonline.com and you'll get all the stuff that's happening about me in there. And I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas soon. Yes. Okay. Pagdating ng December.
Well, it's already a Berber month.
It's a Berber month, yes. So, mag-prepare na kayo sa mga shopping nyo para hindi na kayo ma-stuck sa late Christmas shopping. Okay? And I just want to say God bless all. Yep. Hi, this is Christian Bautista reminding you to get your original OPM album straight from the Philippines here at www.titikfilipino.com, your online resource for Filipino music.
New releases?
For the month of September, we have new releases. First is Isa Seguera with her new album, Para Lang Sayo.
And the second tribute to the Apo Hiking Society is out. The special limited edition Kami Na Po Ulit Muna is a 2-CD collection, which is also available in a 1-CD version.
Also, River Maya has their new EP called Bagong Liwanag.
And Keith Martin has just come out with his CD, Let Me Take Control.
Lani Misalucha also has her repackaged album called Lani Misalucha, the Platinum Collection.
And Edu Manzano has come out with the world's greatest dance steps.
Jana Gibbs has a repackaged version of his CD entitled Little Boy.
And Sarah Geronimo soars with her latest album, Taking Flight. And that's it for the new releases for this September.
Upcoming events. Titik Filipino upcoming events. Paroki ni Edgar and Kamikaze at the Order Taker Tour, North America 2007. On September 28, 2007, 7 p.m. at the Congress Theater, Chicago, USA. Retro Rock, featuring The Bloomsfield and Itchy Worms on September 28, 2007, 9 p.m. at Metro Comedy Bar, Quezon City, Philippines. Bamboo, Kwan, Sino Sikat, Winston in concert, September 28, 2007, 9 p.m. at Eastwood City, Libis, Quezon City, Philippines. Sugar Free Live. Sugar Free with the Manila Symphony Orchestra on September 29, 2007, 8 p.m. at the Music Museum, Philippines. Christian Inspired, featuring Sam Melby, Tony Gonzaga, Sam Concepcion, John Villanueva, Trisha Amper Jimenez, and the special participation of Mr. Gary Valenciano and Ms. Kula Desma, October 6, 2007, at the Cuneta Astrodome, Pasay City, Philippines.
For feedback and comments about our podcast or about the website, you could email us at info@titikfilipino.com. And that's it for this podcast. This is JDJ.
And Kasoy.
Watch out for the next Titik Filipino podcast this October.
This podcast was also brought to you by Creative Voices Productions. Please visit their website at www.creativevoices.com.
Thank you for listening to Titik Pilipino Podcast. This podcast was also brought to you by Creative Voices Productions. No part of this podcast may be reproduced without the written permission of titikpilipino.com. For more information, visit the website www.titikpilipino.com. All rights reserved, 2007.
Welcome to Creative Voices Productions. The best voices in the web available at a click of a button. Our company offers no less than quality voiceover solutions for about any conceivable project. We have the right character and the brightest talents delivering world-class performances when you want it, how you want it. Crisp digital audio design for animation, commercials, narration, corporate videos, dubbing, AVPs, audiobooks, multimedia, instructional videos, messages on hold, and broadcast quality podcasting. Everything under the sun can be voiced out by Creative Voices. We think globally, voiced act locally. For fast and reliable results, this is where we go. Creative Voices Productions, the voice of creativity.